Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your wake-up call. Wake up the passion and God's purpose in you. Purchase Wake Up Call, the book by Arthur Pastor Annie Sally. Tune in to Wake Up Call Radio Show. Join host Pastor Warren and Annie Sally and their guests for a powerful dialogue. Real talk for everyone. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Hello and welcome to the Wake Up Call Inspirational Moment. I'm Pastor Annie Sally, author, life coach, radio, and TV show host. I'm also the CEO of the Wake Up Call Radio and TV Broadcasting Network. Well, I'm super ecstatic about our time together today. I want to talk to you from the theme, It's Time to Cross Over. And at this point, I would love to recap what I have been teaching over the month of December. If you want to win in 2017, it's imperative that you confront your giants, that you confront the giants in your life. Then you must take those giants down. And you do that through an introspection of your life. What are the things that have you boxed in? What are the things that are pending you in? What are the things that held you captive in 2016? Identify those and take those giants down. Then we talked about staying on the wall. If you want to win in 2017, whatever you have placed your hand on, whatever your assignment is that God has given you, commit to it. Be consistent about it. Stay on the wall. Through every opposition, we talked about Nehemiah and how they overcame several oppositions that confronted them during the time they were building the wall. They went through several oppositions, and then Nehemiah strategically put together a plan to battle the offenses, and that was prayer. He did that through prayer. They were constant in prayer, and they were vigilant about their enemies. They were mindful about their enemies. So he put together a plan so that they could continue to work and build the wall during the adversities that they were facing. And it's imperative for you to put together your plan, the plan that God has given you. Be consistent. Be unmovable when it comes to that vision. Be still and know that it's God in every aspect. Even though you get discouraged, Nehemiah and his men, they were discouraged. They got discouraged at points. However, they were faithful to the task at hand. So be faithful to the task at hand, and you will continue to stay on the wall. They were prayerful. They worked. They put their heart into their work. They were vigilant, and they focused on the Lord. So do that, and you will win in 2017. So that brings me to this portion of the Wake Up Call Inspirational Moment. If you want to win in 2017, you must also cross over. You must cross over. And there are several things I want to point out about crossing over. You know, there's a lot going on, and people are really excited, and we're often excited at this point in our lives when we're on the break of a new year, and we write the affirmation, and we state them 24/7 at the beginning of the year or the ending of the past year. However, we don't stay faithful during the entire course. I want you to understand oppositions will come. They must come. Though the enemy try you, you must stay on the wall. You must be faithful in all that you're doing. And then you must have a motive as to why you're staying on the wall. And I want to help you in that instance. What helps me to stay on the wall through adverse times are the reasons as to why I'm doing what I'm doing, okay? So then I'm faithful, and I stay on the wall because I want to leave a legacy for my family. I'm faithful in staying on the wall because I believe in my faith. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I believe that it's God that's given me the vision, and then God will give me the provision to see me through. Another reason I stay on the wall, because I want to reap the benefit of that harvest. So be faithful. You know, the race is not given to those that run ahead and just run without any recall, but the race is given to those that endure to the end. You know, you start out running and you're excited about the run. However, you get weak, you get tired, you get worn because you take your eyes off of the prize. So keep your eyes on God and he will see you through. So let me give you several steps in order to cross over. We can get excited about turning around three times and declaring and decreeing that things will happen. That sounds good to your ears, and it may make you feel good in your spirit. However, there is a process. There is a process. I will not have you to be ignorant concerning the process. There is a process. If you want to win in 2017, you must do all of the things I've stated, and then you must cross over. And that takes me to Joshua 3. And I want to read several things to you. I don't want to miss anything at this point because you're on the break of your miracle. You're on the break of the greatest life you will ever live. And so I want to share with you that, first of all, your fight must be worth it. It must be worth it. It must be worth it. Your faith, you're fighting for your faith. You're fighting for your family. You're fighting for your future. So on the break, Israel was on the break. They went into the promised land and to do an observation of the promised land. And they came back with a report. Their hearts were bursting with joy, you know, because of Jeremiah 20 and 24. The Lord has handed over the entire land to us, the Bible states. Everyone who lives in the land was also pricked at the sight of these people. They were really panicking because Israel came in and they were ready to take over. They had a mind to take over. I want to also remind you of something. When you put on the whole armor of God, what you look like to the enemy, you look like a mighty warrior before the enemy. That's why it's imperative that you read your Bible. That's why it's imperative that you have a relationship with God, because then you will see yourself as God sees you. So when they went in to observe the land, you know, the Bible lets us know in Joshua 2 and 24 that this was the land that they had worked for. This was the land that the forefathers spoke about. However, this was their season. They were on the break of their destiny. They were on the break of their miracle. And I come to tell you today that you're on the break of your miracle. If the enemy's been wearing you out, and if you feel fatigued, if you feel worn out, if you feel like throwing in the towel, I want to submit to you that you are on the break of your miracle. You're standing on the Jordan, and God is bidding you to cross over into your promised land. However, there are preparations that you must prepare for before you take that land, before you take charge, before you have dominion, before you ride on the high places, before you eat the inheritance of Jacob. Okay? So here they were. They were on the break. They were on the break, and they were waiting. They were waiting for this so long, and I don't know about you, but you know where I am in my walk with God. I've been waiting for such a long time, and I'm excited about what he's done in 2016. However, 27 looks even brighter to me, because now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Greater heights, deeper debt awaits us in 2017. So don't you be moved. Don't you throw in the towel. Don't you give up. Stop saying it is what it is, because the Bible says the power of life and death is in your tongue. You can speak those things that be not as though they were. All right. So now they were buzzing. Now the entire tribe was buzzing about this new horizon. They were ready to take over this land. However, there was more oppositions ahead of them. There will be opposition. Think it not strange, the fiery trials which come to try you, as though something strange has happened. All things work together for the good of them that love God and that are called according to his purposes. So this is the day you have been waiting for. This is the day Israel had been waiting for. They stood on the brink of their dream, and they were waiting to take over the land. They were waiting to take over the land. However, after alarming the people and preparing the people to pack up and get ready to take over, the Bible lets us know several things had to take place. And I come to tell you, and I come to confirm, that there are several things in your life that must take place before you cross over into the land which is flowing with milk and honey, before you cross over into 2017. Do not go the way you are. You must do these things, and God will give you good success. The Jordan would definitely, after they got to the break, after they got on the hillside, after they were ready to take over, there was a break in the system where the Jordan was uncrossable. And I know, I can attest, I know what that feels like. You're running and you're striving and you're doing all that you know to do, and you're ready to take over, and then you get that phone call. Things doesn't look right with your health issues. Things doesn't look right in your finances. Things doesn't look right in your ministry. And then you halt and you feel discouraged. But I come to tell you, hold on, help is on the way. Help is on the way. Verses 15 tells us that the Jordan overflowed throughout the harvest season. This was their harvest season, but the Jordan overflowed at this point. The Jordan was raging. It was a raging river, and it was swollen in that state, and that was the season. And the mountains, the waters were 15 miles high, and then they were so high, and the water was raging so at the point where they could not cross over. Now God has called them to this place. Now God has given, he's declared it, and it has been confirmed through the forefathers. However, when they get to the break, there comes opposition. There comes opposition in the midst of the crossover. And that's why I tell you, and that's why I'm here to share with you, just at the break of your breakthrough, there will be opposition. But if you hold on, if you be steadfast and unmovable, always abiding in the works of the Lord, your labor will not be in vain, because God will help you cross over in 2017. So the current, they reached 40 miles an hour. Can you imagine the current of the water reaching 40 miles an hour at the Jordan, the place that God tells you to meet him, and he will help you cross? But see, what you don't understand at this point, if God be for you, who can be against you? What can stand against the power and the anointing of God? and that same power and that same anointing lives on the inside of you. So just as God spoke to the wind, just as he spoke to the mountains, he has given you powers to do the very same thing. However, you're going to have to bridge your relationship with God in such a way that you're in fine tune with the voice of God in this season, if you want to win in 2017. So the Bible tells us that they spent the next 3 days right there. 3 days. God called them to this point. God gave them the land. It was theirs. All they had to do was to possess the land. All they had to do was take over. But they had to wait 3 days. The passing, because of the passing, because I told you the waters were so high. And then not only was the water high, the brushes were high. So they couldn't get through the thicket of the brushes. And if they got through the thicket of the brushes, they couldn't get across the water because the water had, you know, exceeded. I mean, the water had risen. And the water was in that state where no one naturally could cross over. But how many of you know that this is right for God? This is just right for God. So they waited. And I can imagine in the waiting period, and I've been in waiting periods, and I'm in a waiting period for my next season. In the waiting period, reality really sat in for the Israelites. Reality really sat in, and they began to speak doubt. Can you imagine? Yes, you can, because you have done it, and you may be doing it right now. You may be speaking doubt. It will never work. I'll never get the job. I'll never have the family. I'll never have the finances. I'll never be blessed. It's only for those people. It's only for other people, but it's not for me. I'm cursed. I'm not who God says I am. I will never become who God says I am. So you're putting that into your spirit. And I want you to know those are natural attributes, you know, because fear is natural. But when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done in 2017, God has delivered you. God has healed you. God has provided for you. God has kept you. Oh, my God, if you can just think on the good things that God has already done, then I want you to look back at your rivers of joy and say to your rivers, be still and know that I am God. I want you to say to your river, move in the name of Jesus. I have the power and the anointing of God, and I am crossing over. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up shall be condemned, because this is the inheritance of God's children. This is your inheritance. This is your inheritance. He created you for this purpose, for such a time as this, through what you're going through. God has created you. So let's look at their strategy. First of all, the first strategy, they had to follow the movement of God. We find that in Joshua 3, 2 through 4. After the 3 days, the officers went through the camp and they commanded the people, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, your God, carried by the Levitical priests, you must break camp and follow it. You hear what I'm saying? They were supposed to break camp. Whatever they were doing, they were supposed to break camp, and they were supposed to follow the presence of God. A lot of you are stagnated because you haven't broken camp, and because you're not following God. You're following man. You're following people. You're following your situations, and you are not following the voice of God. Well, they were supposed to follow the movement of God. I don't know about you, but whatever God is doing in this season, I tell him on a daily basis, God, please don't do it without me. I want to be a part of what you're doing in the earth. I want to be a part of what you're doing in my family. I want to be a part of this generation great movement. Oh, come on, somebody, and give him praise. Follow the movement of God is number one. What does this mean to the Israelites? And why would God care about the furniture? Let's talk just bigly about the furniture in the Ark of the Covenant. Why was it such a big deal? Well, in the Ark of the Covenant, there were several pieces that was very vital to the Ark of the Covenant and to the Israelites. The stone was written by the finger of God. It was written. He wrote the Ten Commandments inside that box. And it was a sign to Israel that God desires a relationship with them. That was a sign. It was in the box. It was a part of the ark, okay? And then there was the pot of manna, the reminder of God's gracious provision during the previous 40 years. They had been in bondage for 40 years. The Bible said, but their clothes did not deteriorate, and their shoes were still, everything was intact. There, you know, God provided provision. You know, they had what they needed even in the midst of their 40 years of bondage. And you can attest, I know it's been hard, and I know you've had some setback, but your setback is something that's going to help catapult you into 2017. So remember what the Word of God says. Remember what God has done for you last season. Remember what God has done for you over your life, and it will help catapult you. But number one, you have to move with the presence of God. Number two, you have to consecrate yourself. He told them to consecrate themselves. Consecrate themselves, because the Lord will do wonders among you tomorrow. The Hebrew word for consecration means to prepare, to dedicate, to be holy, to be separated, to be apart. So God was telling his people, if you are going to cross over the uncrossable, and if you're going to follow the will of God, you must set yourself apart. You must be holy, for the Lord is holy. That means that you must take an inventory, and you must repent for every known sin, for every unknown sin. Then you must be on a spiritual alert to see God at work in your life. That means that you will set aside and you will put God first. You know, the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be added accordingly. So you're going to have to put on your spiritual alert. That's how you're going to detect what God is doing. That's how you're going to hear the voice of God when it's time to launch out into the deep, when it's time to be still and know that he is God. The cross was uncrossable at this point. They could not cross over into their promised land. However, God kept them, and God brought them to this Jordan. And another point I want to bring out, a lot of you, God said, pitch a tent. He says, pitch a tent, but you have underpinned the tent. How in the world are you expecting to get out at a moment of notice if you have underpinned the tent, and if you're not thinking like these people of God were thinking and hearing from God? First, they had to be ready to move with God. Then they had to consecrate themselves. They had to repent. And then they had to be on a spiritual alert at the work of God. Okay, so they were supposed to fix their eyes on Jesus, sensing his movement. And you can sense the movement of God if you're walking with him, if you're abiding in him and the word abides in you. You will sense the moving of God. You will sense the direction in which God is calling you. You will understand what God is saying in this season. However, he will not give you the entire blueprint, but he will give you inkling as to where you should go and what you should do. So set yourselves apart from the sin that easily besets you. Set yourself apart from those people that helps you and that hold you, that condone what you're doing. You know, you have to set yourself apart, and you have to be serious about winning in 2017. Step three, they had to step out and stand still. There are times when God is going to say, step out. Just like he did Israel. He said, step out. They got there. They did what God said. He said, consecrate yourself. They consecrated themselves. They repented of their sins. And now they're ready to move over into part three. And he says, step out, but be still. Come on, God. What are you saying here? God knows everything. everything. The Bible said the eyes of the Lord is on the righteous. His ears are open into your prayers. Our ways and God's ways are totally different. God takes the foolish things to confine the wise. He wants you to step out. Stepping out builds your faith. Stepping out builds your character. Stepping out prepares you for your destiny. So step out and stand still. The Lord said to Joshua, today I will begin to exalt you in sight of all of Israel, so they will know that I will be with you, just as I was with Moses. He said, command the priests to carry the Ark of the Covenant, and when you reach the edge of the water, stand at the Jordan. And that's where you are. You're at the Jordan. Your Jordan may not be what Israel's Jordan was. However, you have Jordans in your life. And God has brought you to this point. And God's getting ready to take you across in 2017. He says, but step out and stand still. Step out and stand still is number three. So you must follow the move of God. Then you must consecrate yourself. Then you must step out and stand still. So Israel, and they stood still until God caused the waters to recede, until God moved their enemy out of the way. And that's why you walk by faith and not by sight. Because if you just obey the voice of God, you will win in 2017. It's strategic, and you have to be with the move of God and study the mind of God. You study the mind of God through the word of God, and then you're mindful of the ways of God through your relationship. If God did it back then in 2016, he's surely to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can think or even ask. The Bible says that God is a God that shall not lie. So just step out by faith and know that God will see you through, just as he saw Israel through. So faith moves you forward to God. Faith moves you to God's timing. That's why it's imperative that you step out. You may be fearful. You may be to the point where you're ready to throw in the towel and just give up, but I want you to try one more time to step out on faith and believe that God hears you. And if you do that, God will take you across your Jordan. Ah, glory to God. So understanding this, focusing on the Lord is essential, and consecrating yourself is vitally important. Amen. But you will never cross the river unless you take these faith steps. Our eyes and our heart can be right at this point. Your eyes and your heart can be right at this point. But if you don't move, if you don't move your feet, if you don't meet your challenges, then you lose this process. And you're going to have to wait until God releases you to cross over. So God has prepared us. He's prepared Israel. He's given them the formula, and he's given us the formula because of the word of God. And if we use what Israel used, we too can cross over into our Jordan. But you must commit yourself, your time, your energy, your money, and your life to what God is doing, or it won't happen. Ah, glory to God. Glory to God. Well, that concludes my inspirational moment. That concludes my inspirational moment for today. And just to recap, a brief recap, first, you must confront your giants. Second, you must take the giants down. Document them, take them down step at a time. Then you must commit to the work by staying on the wall. Whatever God's called you to do, stay on the wall. Meet every opposition. Meet every opposition, and God will take you across the Jordan. God will take you into your promised land. This is your year of greatness. This is your year of opportunity. And God wants to bless you above and beyond all that you think or even ask. Glory to God. Stepping out. You know, when I think about stepping out, I think about window shopping. I'm sick and tired. I don't even like window shopping because that suggests to me I don't have the provision to do what I need to do. You know, so God wants you to shop. He wants you to go into the promised land and get everything that he has commanded you to get. Well, thank you for watching. You can also support this ministry by ordering my new book, Wake Up Call, Wake Up, by going to Barnes & Noble or Amazon. Please continue to help support the Wake Up Call movement. You can do that by listening to us on the Wake Up Call Radio and TV Broadcasting Network. You can also join the forces and become one of the hosts if you have an idea for a great show to be live streamed on the Wake Up Call Broadcasting TV Network. Well, God bless you. I love you with the love of Jesus. May you continue your journey, and I look to see you over in the promised land, because this is our year of greatness. God bless you, and remember, this has been your wake-up call. God bless.
Not a time to get distracted. This is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord, and you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you started.